our one exception. To playing Eagles music all morning is our only exception.
Let me here to mind you, now I'm doing what I want to. Fiddling about, fiddling about, fiddle about. Down with the bed, close up with your nightshirt. Fiddle about, fiddle about, fiddle about.
Could those lyrics be more British? What are you doing? I'm fiddling all about, down with my bedclothes. Unbelievable. Anyway, Coach Q loves The Who, and we love Coach Q, and it's all sponsored by our friends. I don't know if you know this or not, our friends at Hooters, and Hooters' new slogan is Hooters. If the last meal you ever have isn't at Hooters, you should be dead already. That's their slogan. Did you know that? Oh, here it is. Coach Q Show, sponsored by Hooters, the original wing joint. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
You seem very serious. Are you okay?
Tough. No, I'm more than fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you an Eagles fan?
Yes. I saw them a couple times over the last few years, and they put on a great show. You know, Glenn Frey, I mean, that's a shocker right out of the blue. You know, you lose two icons in 2 weeks with David Bowie.
Yeah.
Two guys, you know, you follow growing up, and, you know, you see them in concert, and then, you know, all of a sudden they're gone. But that was the Eagles were huge. I mean, Glenn Frey was, you know, they got so many great classic songs, and when you see them live in concert, they still got it. So
No kidding. And when they got Joe Walsh in the band, you see this thing where
Joe puts on a show with them. It's almost like Joe takes over in the middle of the show.
Joe was with a different band, and they just did this gimmick in Philly once where they roll him out in a gearbox, and he comes out of the gearbox and he plays Life's Been Good. And Joe Walsh plays guitar like you or I walk or talk. I mean, it's just an automatic thing. And he killed it, and they put him in the band.
Yeah. That's a good history lesson there, too. Yeah, very good. Joe's entertaining. You watch him.
He's great.
Don't take your eyes off him there.
He's great.
But Glenn, pretty special.
You got to watch the history of the Eagles. Have somebody on your staff put it on, you know, on your iPad or whatever for the next trip you take because, you know, the history of the Eagles is great. It's a great documentary.
Well, one of their tours was almost like the history from where they started. They started playing songs and the way they began and the evolution of the band throughout the show. So it's kind of cool.
Did you ever think about joining a band when you were a kid? Did you ever play any instruments?
No chance. I didn't have any good instincts as far as that. Love listening to music. I love everything about it, but my own individual talents are zero. Couldn't sing. Couldn't hit a guitar. Couldn't play piano and couldn't do anything.
But
hey, nothing wrong with playing sports. So,
yeah, I understand. But if I rolled up next to you at a traffic light, is there a chance I'd catch you singing at the top of your lungs?
Yeah, I'll pretend I'm on the phone. If I did, that'd be my excuse.
Hawks are in Nashville, and look, you get one more tonight, you got a franchise record. So I know you want to play them one at a time, and that's your job, and you're the best in the business, but we're right there on the cusp of it, and 12 straight would sure be sweet.
Yeah, tough building. We were in here last year, nobody dominated us to start a game or in big stretches of the game the way they did. So the start's going to be important tonight. They come at you, they pinch, they're on you, not a lot of time, and they got more skill, and I know they're going to be ready. It's the last home game here before the All-Star break, and I'm sure they want to leave here on a positive note. So there's a lot going for them, and I know that we're going to do our best tonight. This will be our best test of the stretch run right now.
Yeah, and the Preds have not been good on the road. They're much better at home. So and of course, playing the Blackhawks, that always amps everybody's game up. So they expect them to be on it tonight. But, you know, you used to I remember in tough stretches the past few years, one thing you've always preached is play 60 minutes. Play 60 minutes.
Yeah,
can't have
a
slow start and catch up. You guys have been playing 60 minutes every night.
Yeah, we like the way things are going. I think the consistency has been there. Everybody's doing their thing and getting more predictability in our team game with and without the puck. That balance we talked about earlier on in the year that wasn't around is definitely in place now. And so we're going into the break here. We got five games left. Let's keep pushing there right to the end here, and then get some time away and and then come back and be excited again.
You know, Pecorine is one of the great goalies in the game, but he has not had a great year so far this year. Is there anything you guys are seeing that makes you think you can get to him, or is it another case where you just got to get to him early and then let it get in his head a little bit?
Well, we see him a lot. We saw him last year in the playoffs, and, you know, you definitely need traffic in front of him if you want to score him. You got to get him moving. He gets set. His size is, and his quickness is tough to beat. So those two things, we want to make sure that we're going to be effective in putting bodies at the net, getting them, and then open them up if we can side to side and get some one-timers on them. But, you know, their defense is tight, and not a lot of time to do that stuff, but that's what we're going to try to do. And, you know, I think every goalie, if they see the pucks, is pretty effective today's game.
Dave Ennett's on the road doing Northwestern basketball, but Kevin Powell's here. Kevin, say hi to the coach.
Hey, Coach, your second line has continued to play well with Anisimov, Panarin, and Kane. And Panarin and Kane are just so fun to watch play together, and they seem to be feeding off each other this entire season. They got a couple power play goals on Friday. How is Kane's game affecting Panarin's and vice versa?
I think it helps both guys' games individually, because I think there's always one more play before whether they're looking to chip, whether they're looking to give it to Anisimov, whether they're just trying to keep it for an extra second. There's always like a little area pass that these guys have, that play recognition. They can put it in an area, and I know Kaner's going to take it. You know, there's going to turn up ice, and all of a sudden there's a better option coming. So when they're stuck, they always know that there's probably a better option if I give it to the other guy. So I think they use that to sustain a lot of pucks. Their creativity between one another when they do have time to make plays is high end. And like you said, it's fun to watch. These guys, the way the Sedin twins work together is unbelievable to watch. These guys are starting to get that anticipation between one another, where they're going to be, without even knowing now. So there's a little things that they're developing that are been pretty amazing so far. I still think these guys are continuing to keep an eye on one another and anticipate where they're going to be next without even basically knowing where they're going to be next, which is a different level.
That's all reps, right? That's all reps and skating together.
Yeah, and but they got a different ending as far as viewing the game, different level of, I don't want to say IQ, but hockey sense is off the charts, and they both have it, and they get good patience with the puck, and they got, their vision is different level. So it's we're fortunate to have, you got a guy like Panarin from basically nowhere. We're very fortunate to get him, and but the two of them really click together. I think they both enhanced each other's game.
The other night, Panarin had not a wide-open shot, but he certainly had a pretty good shot at the net, and he dropped the puck back to Kaner. It looked like he was trying to get him a hat trick, which he got late anyway. Are those one of those moments where you want to go, hey, young man, take that shot?
I never seen a breakaway turn into a 2-on-2 before, but that was one that we all were sitting there after the game. We all laughed about it because inside the game, I didn't even say anything to him. I think everybody knew what was going on, and so, but I didn't know. Maybe he knew that Kaner never had a hat trick in regulation. I never knew that. So it was, when I say regulation, regular season. So it was I didn't know, but in the same period, he did get the hat trick. So that was right. Good to know, and a little education along the way. But he doesn't need to do that next time you get a breakaway.
Yeah, no harm, no foul in that case. But I just thought that one might have gotten under your mustache a little bit.
Good point.
Look, speed kills, and nobody's faster than your Chicago Blackhawks. And there's been so many pleasant things all year long. But this audience named you the Line King last year. And as a Chicago Blackhawks flagship, I'd be curious from a coaching standpoint how you handle 11 in a row going for 12 with lines that are clicking and working, but you can't be predictable, right?
Well, we're not going to change a thing as far as the lines go. We just want to be – we don't mind predictability in what we do. Sometimes we adjust technically a little bit of things, how we play different teams. So those little adjustments are subtle that, it's tough to even notice ourselves doing it. So, but we mix it up a little bit so we don't get stale and too predictable. But when the lines are working, we're not usually looking to change too much.
All right. Netflix has the history of the Eagles. I just looked this up while I was talking to you. I can listen to you, find you a rock documentary, and talk hockey with you all at the same time.
Multitasker.
I'm telling you right now. So ask one of the guys to download this for you so you can watch it on the plane back.
Okay. There you go.
That's your homework, dude. I mean, don't make me call you. I'll do it. Coach Q and your Chicago Blackhawks, 7 o'clock tonight with Nashville. Have fun, Coach.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See you. That's Joel Quenneville, only the second winningest coach in NHL history right there.